is Mistress Brighton, your May Mistress of the Month. And today I am on splashingphonesex.com and I'm talking about splashing sensory play, hot and cold fun. That is also the Stop on the Masturbation May blog train. If you have not been reading the blog train, go to the link on my blog and you can get all that information. So about splashing sensory play, right? Splashing has a lot to do with not just the food itself, but with textures and consistency of different foods. And also the temperature of the food. So go ahead and stick your dick in the ice cream and then stick it in a warm bowl of oatmeal afterwards. One is thicker than the other, and one is also very, very cold, which would make the warm oatmeal feel a lot warmer than it actually was. Here's a side note. Please do not stick your dick in anything hot. So if you heat something up in the microwave, give it a few minutes to cool off, because when you take something out of the microwave, it has what's called hot spots. So it may seem cool on the outside, and then you stick your dick in and end up in the ER because you burned your penis. And that's not really a place that you want to get burned. So please be careful if you do play with hot and cold. Because when I say hot, I mean a temperature that is just warm enough to provide a contrast to something that is cold without injuring you, like ice or ice cream. A contrast that would be making a pussy out of a Monte Cristo sandwich or a yummy meatloaf. And I would urge you to try these on your own. Like, just make a meatloaf, wait till it cools off, drill a hole in it, and fuck your meatloaf, okay? So that you can try exploring your food fucking kink. Yes, I did say food fucking, because I want you to fuck your food for me, because that is my thing. I am warped. It brings me joy. So please keep in mind that masturbating with food gets messy. There is no way around it. So if you're going to splash, do it in your tub. Put like a drain guard on your tub so that you don't get food stuck in your pipes and have to call the plumber and have the plumber looking at you like you've lost your fucking mind. Okay? Because there's no way around the mess. If you're not in the tub, put a layer of plastic down that you can easily pick up and throw out so that you don't stain your rug or your furniture. Keep some towels handy. And just have fun with it. Just make sure that you have supplies to make an easy cleanup afterwards. And I would also, since it's Masturbation May, we've got a few days left, I want you to edge with food and implement cum eating. I mean, I think it's only right that if you fuck the food, that you have to eat it after to cut down on food waste. Unless you have a massive, massive splashing food play spread like some of my callers do, then, if you fuck cake icing, save it and use it on your cupcakes. Or, you know, if you've got like the cream cheese spread, save it for your bagel or whatever you like to eat. If you fuck a roast chicken, guess what's for dinner? If you edge with food, chances are while masturbating, you will get so, so horny that you will literally fuck anything. I tell you to fuck just to get some relief. So guess what else I'm going to do to you to end Masturbation May with a bang. So fucking your least favorite food, huh? Here comes the sadistic side of the humiliatrix in me, giving you a ruined orgasm of sorts. See, you're going to have an orgasm. It's probably going to be the best damn orgasm that you've ever had while breathing, but you're going to ruin it in a very simple and maniacal way. You're going to take your least favorite food and you're going to fuck it. You're going to take something that you can't stand the sight, smell, or taste of, and you're going to be so horny that you'll do it because I told you to fucking do it. And even better, if I get to watch you do it on Skype. May is coming to an end after all, and you know, why not have a little fun before May is over and we run into hot, hot June? Speaking of which, May is coming to an end, like I said, and this is my final week as the Mistress of the Month before we crown another gorgeous, intelligent lady for June. So just a quick note, if you want to vote for the June Mistress of the Month, you need to get your ass over to EnchantrixEmpire.com to place your votes. And with that said, we had a fucking crazy winter and spring. Everybody's been shut in. People probably have fucking cabin fever because we've been stuck in the house for, what, since March? So March, April, May, June, 3 months now, going on four. And people are getting a little stir crazy. So why not have some fun? If you're still in the house, you haven't been cleared to go back to work or, you know, whatever, and you've got some free time, why not splash for me? I would love to bring in June with your orgasm and my entertainment. So how you do that is call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton to speak with the Splashing Mistress. And for a list of splashing sensory play foods before your session, email me at brighton@enchantrixempire.com and tell me what you have to begin with. And I can give you just a few suggestions before you call. And don't forget that if you want me to watch you, I can watch you on Skype. So add me on Skype before our session. Make sure that you have, please listen. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. I need to say this. Please make sure that if you want me to watch you on Skype, that number one, you actually have Skype on your device before you call, so that you're, and make sure that the Skype is set up before you call. Yeah. So that we don't spend the first 10 to 20 minutes of you on the phone shuffling around, trying to figure out how to make Skype work, trying to figure out your settings, trying to get your cam to work. Do all of that before you call, because otherwise you're just going to be wasting the first 10, 15, 20 minutes setting up Skype. Or if you call me and you don't even have Skype, but you want me to watch you on Skype, well, guess what? If you want me to watch you on Skype, you actually have to have Skype on your device and ready to go, and you have to know how to use it. So do that before, because I can help you set up Skype. However, that's going to take time away from your session. So with that said, go to my blog, splashingphonesex.com, and click on the link for the next stop on the Masturbation May blog train. I will talk to all of you soon. And again, that number is 1-800-601-6975.